I would now like you to have a go at another example. In the quarter to the 30th of June, Zapp Limited had the following. Taxable supplies excluding VAT of £300,000 and exempt supplies of £50,000. Input tax has been incurred as you see on the screen. We are told that taxable supplies include £5,000 for the sale of equipment during the quarter. So, within the £300,000, there is £5,000 relating to the sale of equipment. What I would like you to do is to calculate the recoverable input tax. The input tax directly attributable is £9,000 to taxable and £1,000 to exempt supplies. The residual of £4,000 needs to be apportioned. To apportion, I need taxable supplies, which exclude capital items, which means I exclude the sale of equipment. So consequently, the taxable supplies for my fraction are £300,000 minus £5,000, which equals £295,000. My fraction, as you remember, is taxable supplies over total supplies times 100 rounded up. So that is £295,000 over £345,000 times 100, which equals 86%. This is rounded up from 85.5%. Applying the 86% to the £4,000, we arrive at £3,440 in relation to taxable supplies. The balance of residual input tax of £560 relates to the exempt sales. This gives us totals of £14,000 for the total input tax in the quarter, £12,440 of input tax relating to taxable supplies, and £1,560 of input tax relating to exempt supplies. Now the question is the exempt input amount de minimis? Well, yes, it is de minimis. It is less than £1,875, and it is also less than 50% of £14,000, the total input tax. So consequently, in the quarter the trader can reclaim the whole of the input tax, the £14,000.
Because the de minimis test requires the whole partial exemption calculation to be made before a business can determine whether input tax relating to exempt supplies is de minimis, new, simpler tests have been introduced for VAT periods commencing on or after the 1st of April 2010. Test 1 is the simplest test. A business can be de minimis if its total input tax incurred is no more than £625 per month on average and the value of exempt supplies is no more than 50% of the value of all supplies. To meet test 2, the total input tax incurred less input tax directly attributable to taxable supplies has to be no more than £625 per month on average, and the value of exempt supplies must be no more than 50% of the value of all supplies. These new tests supplement the current test. That is to say, a business is de minimis if it passes test 1 or test 2 or the current test. If it passes any one test, there is no need for it to consider the other two. Let's have a look at a couple of examples to see how the new simplified tests work. Firstly, test 1. On the screen, you will see an illustration of a trader that has a quarter end to the 30th of June. This trader passes test 1. You can see that the total input tax incurred is no more than £625 per month on average, and the value of exempt supplies is no more than 50% of the value of all supplies. The next illustration looks at test 2. Again, on the screen, you will see a trader's results for a quarter ended June. This trader does not satisfy test 1 as his total input tax exceeds £625 per month on average. He does, however, satisfy test 2. The total input tax incurred, less input tax directly attributable to taxable supplies, is no more than £625 per month on average, and the value of exempt supplies is no more than 50% of the value of all supplies.
Another area we need to appreciate is the annual adjustment. Now the calculations we have performed have been on a quarterly basis, and input tax is recovered through the quarters. These calculations are, however, not final. At the end of the trader's VAT year, he must perform an annual calculation. Effectively, it is just the whole calculation again, using annual supplies and annual input tax figures. When considering the de minimis limits, you are applying the annual de minimis, which is less than £7,500, that is £625 times 12 months and 50% of total input tax. The trader should therefore calculate the correct reclaim for the year based on these annual figures. They then compare the quarterly reclaim to the correct annual claim. The difference is known as the annual adjustment. The annual adjustment is accounted for on the first VAT return of the new VAT year. For return periods ending on or after the 30th of April 2009, it is possible for businesses to enter the annual adjustment on the final return of the VAT year rather than waiting until the first return of the new VAT year. A VAT year will depend on the trader's VAT stagger. It will either be to the 31st of March, to the 30th of April, or to the 31st of May. So consequently, the trader's annual adjustment for the VAT year to the 31st of March, if that is their stagger, will be made in the quarter to the 30th of June, i.e. the quarter following the VAT year. For returns commencing after the 1st of April 2009, a business can use the previous year's overhead recovery rate during the following year instead of making a calculation each quarter. At the end of the year, it will still be required to make an annual adjustment by calculating the actual recovery for the year and comparing it to the amount already recovered. This procedure is optional, and a business can continue to use the old calculation if it wishes, as long as it applies one procedure consistently throughout the year. Where a business has calculated its recovery on the basis of use in the first year of being partly exempt, its annual adjustment must also be calculated on the basis of use.
The new simplified de minimis tests come into play here too. If a business has treated itself as de minimis using the new tests, it still needs to carry out an annual adjustment calculation. If it passes test 1 or test 2 for the whole year, it can recover all its input tax relating to exempt supplies and does not need to carry out any further partial exemption calculation. If it fails test 1 and test 2 for the year, then it needs to carry out a full partial exemption calculation for the year to see whether it passes the original de minimis test and account for any under or over recovery in the normal way. There is another new test that can be applied to partial exemption years beginning on or after the 1st of April 2010. It will give businesses the option of applying the de minimis test once a year instead of 4 or 5 times a year. It applies if the business passed the de minimis test in the previous partial exemption year. If it did, it can treat itself as de minimis in its current partial exemption year. This allows it to recover, provisionally, input tax relating to exempt supplies in each VAT period, saving the need for partial exemption calculations in every period. It is still necessary to carry out an annual adjustment calculation at the end of the year, and if the de minimis test is failed, it has to pay back input tax that relates to exempt supplies. There are some conditions for using this annual test. These are that 1. The business must pass the de minimis test for its previous partial exemption year. 2. It must keep applying the annual test throughout any year. And 3. It must have reasonable grounds for not expecting to incur more than £1 million worth of input tax in its current partial exemption year.
Let us consider the following example. Here we have a trader with 4 quarters results and note that the taxable supplies are stated exclusive of VAT. Now the first step I would like you to calculate is the percentage, so please insert your percentage in the appropriate place on the screen. The correct percentages were 89% for quarter 1, that is £80,000 over £90,000 times 100 rounded up to 89%. Quarter 2 was 84%, that is £71,000 divided by £85,000 times 100, and that is then rounded up to 84%. Quarter 3 is £77,000 divided by £85,000 times 100, which equals 91%. Again, we round up to 91%. Quarter 4 is £81,000 divided by £96,000 times 100, which rounds up to 85%. When we get to the annual percentage, we simply apply the same method. The £309,000 divided by £356,000 times 100, rounded up, equals 87%. Now we have our percentages, we can move on to the input tax reclaims. The input tax figures are as seen on your screen. In the first quarter, we simply take the residual of £1,500 times the percentage for that quarter. So £1,500 times 89% equals £1,335. The remainder of the residual is obviously exempt, i.e. £165. Now what I would like you to do is calculate the same amounts for quarters 2, 3 and 4. In quarter 2, the £1,800 residual gets apportioned 84% to taxable supplies. That's £1,512. The balance to exempt, £288. Quarter 3, £1,650 times 91%. That's £1,502. The balance to exempt of £148. In quarter 4, we have £700 times 85%, which gives us £595, with a balance going to exempt of £105. Now at this point, there is a great temptation to add right the way across to find the annual figures, but that would be incorrect. What we must do is, on the annual calculation, use the annual percentage of 87% and apply that to the annual residual, £5,650. That gives us annual taxable within the residual box of £4,916, with the balance of £734 being allocated to exempt. The total taxable and the total exempt figures are as you see on the screen. Now if we take quarter 1, £7,735 is simply the £6,000 direct taxable plus the residual allocated taxable of £1,335, and this is the same method for each quarter. The total exempt for quarter 1 is the direct exempt of £2,000 plus the allocated residual exempt of £165. That gives us £2,165. And again, the method is the same for all four quarters. On the annual calculation, we adopt the same method. We do not add a cross, i.e., to get £32,166 as the total taxable for the year, we simply add the £27,250 to the allocated residual for the year of £4,916. So that is how we get to the £32,166. The £7,734 is again the £7,000 for the year of direct exempt plus the residual allocation of £734. The final line is the claim figure. In quarter 1, our total exempt is £2,165. This is not de minimis, as it exceeds £1,875. Consequently, the claim is only the taxable amount, the £7,335. In quarter 2, the £1,788 is de minimis. It is less than £1,875. And it is less than 50% of total input tax. In this case, 50% of £10,800. So consequently, the claim is for the total input tax. That is £10,800. In quarter 3, the £1,848 is de minimis. It is less than £1,875, and it is less than 50% of the total input tax. In this particular quarter, that is 50% of £10,350. So consequently, the claim is the total input tax, i.e. £10,350. In quarter 4, the exempt input tax of £1,905 is not de minimis. It is greater than £1,875, therefore the claim for quarter 4 is simply the £7,345, total taxable input tax. Finally, on the annual adjustment, we need to consider whether the £7,734 is recoverable. Well, the annual limit is £7,500, that is £625 times 12. So therefore, £7,734 is not de minimis. It is greater than the annual amount. So consequently, the claim amount is only £32,166. The total claimed in the year is simply the four quarters amounts, which total £35,830. These would have been claims through the quarter. The annual claim is, however, restricted to £32,166. This leaves an annual adjustment of £3,664. That will be a negative input tax in the quarter to the 31st of July 2007. Effectively, you are paying another £3,664 to customs in the first quarter after the VAT year. That is called the annual adjustment. This can be included in the return for quarter four, but as it is an amount owed to customs, we would probably prefer to delay payment until the first quarter of the next VAT year. Also, we can now choose whether to use 87% as our recovery rate for the returns in the year ahead.
Just before you have a go at your own example, take a look at the illustration on the screen. It shows you an annual calculation using simplified test number 2. Remember, this test says that if, for the whole 12 months, the total input tax incurred, less input tax directly attributable to taxable supplies, is no more than £625 per month, on average, and the value of exempt supplies is no more than 50% of the value of all supplies, then the business can recover all of its input tax relating to exempt supplies and is not required to carry out further partial exemption calculations. This test is satisfied in this case.
Now I would like you to have a go at your own example. Here we have four quarters and then the yearly figures. The taxable supplies are exclusive of VAT once again. Initially, I would like you to calculate the percentages for each quarter. As you will see, the correct percentages are 87, 90, 82, 88 and 87. Once again, all we have done each quarter is taxable over total times 100, and that is rounded up. So for example, in quarter 1, that is £60,000 over £69,000 times 100, and that is rounded up to 87%. The input tax figures are as seen on the screen. Next, I would like you to calculate the apportionment of the indirect input tax between taxable and exempt supplies. I would then like you to move on to the actual claims for the four quarters and the annual adjustment. In quarter one, the taxable apportionment of residual should have been £2,349, that is £2,700 times 87%. The balance of residual, the £351, is treated as the exempt proportion. This gives us total taxable for the quarter of £6,349. That is £4,000 plus £2,349. The total exempt is simply the £1,500 for the quarter plus the £351. When considering the claim for the quarter, we then need to consider whether the £1,851 is de minimis. Well, in this case, it is de minimis, as it is less than £1,875. So the total claim for quarter one is £8,200. Using the same basis of calculation, we have quarters 2, 3 and 4 as seen on your screen. The claim in quarter 2 is simply the whole input tax for the quarter. The £1,450 of inputs relating to the exempt supplies is de minimis, therefore full reclaim. In quarter 3, we have £1,680 of input tax relating to exempt supplies. Now this does pass the first test. It is less than £1,875, but it is not less than 50% of total input tax, that is 50% of £3,000. Consequently, it is not de minimis. The reclaim is restricted to the input tax relating to taxable supplies in that quarter, that is £1,320. In quarter 4, the input tax relating to exempt supplies of £2,228 is obviously not de minimis, as it exceeds £1,875. Finally, the annual figures. Now remember, we achieve the annual apportionment of £7,047 by multiplying the residual for the year of £8,100 by 87%. Once we have the apportioned amounts, we can then look at the total figures for the year. So the £18,047 is simply the £11,000 plus the apportioned residual of £7,047. This same principle applies for the total exempt. That is the £6,200 plus the £1,053, giving £7,253. Now again we need to consider whether the £7,253 is de minimis. Well, in this particular case, it will be. It is less than £7,500, that is £625 times 12, and it is less than 50% of total input tax. So consequently, my claim for the year should be £25,300. I actually claimed in the year £21,392. This leaves an annual adjustment of £3,908. Now that would be an additional input tax reclaim on the quarter to the 31st of August. That is the first quarter after my VAT year. Of course, now there is a choice as to whether to include it in the return for the quarter ended the 31st of May. Let's look at what difference it would make if the previous year's rate of, say, 86% were used. Of course, as soon as we know that the actual recovery rate in the first quarter of the new VAT year is 87%, we can see that the business will recover less in that period than if it used the actual rate. And we now know that its annually adjusted rate is 87%, so that overall recovery would be better using actual figures rather than the previous year's figures. However, sometimes it will work the other way round, and the main advantage of introducing this new rule is to reduce some of the administration burden on businesses of making a partial exemption calculation every quarter. It might, however, be worthwhile making the first quarter's calculation before deciding which rate to use.
If we look at the new tests 1 and 2, we can see that they are not suitable for this business because its input tax figures are too big for it to qualify for the simplified calculations.